Hi there, and welcome to my soothing podcast. I am Sergey Bloom. As I was waiting for my sister and my two nieces to be ready to go to the airport to fly to see grandma in Europe, I thought all of a sudden to record a podcast because we haven't recorded one in a while. And my daughter and my nieces love to listen to podcasts every now and then. And I don't often get to talk to children while recording podcasts, and it's nice to get their voices and their thoughts and opinions recorded for later and then listen to it. We have some podcasts where at least two of the three girls are much younger. I think I have some podcasts where Amira, the youngest one, is already also recorded. And later in life, it's fun to listen to this. And so there I was sitting on the couch while everybody was getting ready and we were recording and talking about random things. And then we discussed the trip, we discussed activities, we discussed some food and whatever else. And afterwards, we had to stop recording at some point because the girls had to get their hair done, whatever finishing touches before everybody could get out of the house, go load up the suitcases into the car, you know, put shoes on and whatnot, and actually start driving to the airport. So we had to stop the recording we were doing while I was waiting for them on the couch. The girls at the time didn't have much to do, and my sister was eating some food and finishing up with some printing of some documents and whatnot. And then it was time to start getting ready to get out of the house. So we had to stop the recording. And at some point, we did get in the car. We drove to the airport, parked, got a cart, loaded the suitcases on the cart, went to the counter, checked in, etc., etc. Set our buys and so on. Then I drove back and had some chores to do. And at some point, I got to hang out with my daughter a little bit. We went to the park with our dog, Lando, pretty late in the evening. And we got to do that so late in the evening because it's the last day of school. It's winter break. In fact, it's also winter break for both of my nieces. That's how they got to travel today to Europe to go see grandma. Anyway, my daughter now and I, with our dog Lando, are out in the park for a stroll late at night. And I turned on the podcast that we recorded so far with Rafa and Amira. And Inessa, my daughter, was listening to it as we walked in the park. And so we got back from the park at some point. And, of course, Inessa had to get ready to go to bed, you know, and since it's the last day of school, there's no school tomorrow, she got to have almost whatever you want night. Not quite. Whatever you want night is literally girls get to do whatever they want, and if they don't want to go to bed and just stay up all night, that's fine. I don't think they've ever managed that. But they did manage once or a couple of times to go to bed really, really super late, maybe past midnight. But this time it was past 10 p.m. and Inessa was doing something, watching something, and then we agreed she'll go to bed at 10:30. I think she managed to get in bed at 10:40, or maybe even a little bit later than that. But I thought she listened to the first part of the podcast while in the park. And wouldn't Inessa have some thoughts on what she heard? And I knew it was really late, but I couldn't help myself. So I climbed up into Inessa's loft, and we laid there together and recorded more of this podcast, which turned into something like thoughts on what Inessa heard Rafa and Amira talk about with me in the first part of the recording. And we discussed some of the things Rafa and Amira talked about that they were going to do, some of the food that they're going to eat, some food that we all talk about in this recording that's sort of a national dish out of this country from the former Soviet Union that's now its own independent country, and that's part of this recording with Inessa, and a bunch of other things. And I think at some point we realized we've covered everything that Rafa and Amira talked about, maybe added a thing or two of our own. And I think by then it was something like 11:07 p.m. And I thought, okay, it's time to let Inessa fall asleep, which, as I'm recording this right now, I think she did and is in fact asleep right now. So happy listening. Today is December 21, 2023. It's a Thursday.
It's 21st, not 21.
Whatever, Raffaello.
I'm Rafa to you, thank you very much.
Rafa. Bleh.
Bleh, bleh.
Where are you guys going?
Latvia.
Latvia. Who is that sitting next to us? Amira. Mama Kati is printing something on the printer. Any plans for what to do in Latvia?
Yes.
What?
Tell Amira to stop.
Amira, any plans what to do?
Oh, yes. Feed the duckies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. In the park across the street.
Yeah. Me when I want Amira.
And what are you going to eat?
I don't know.
Latkes?
Let
go of me.
Russian pancakes.
Okay. Aladushki. What are you going to eat for breakfast?
Aladushki.
Really?
Yes.
Not cereal?
No.
I can't right now, but I will. No, because we're recording a podcast, but I want it to be in English. We can actually switch back and forth. Yes, по-русски, in Russian. А что вы будете кушать на завтрак? Сериал или
оладушки?
Оладушки.
Оладушки.
Я буду говорить о мире. А что вы будете говорить по-латышски?
No.
Uzredzēšanos.
Uzredzēšanos.
That's in Latvian.
Podcast.
What does it mean in Latvian? Uzredzēšanos.
Big goodbye, basically. Like, if you're leaving someone for a long time, it's like you're saying goodbye, but for a long time.
Kind of, yeah.
Sorry.
Basically.
Kind of, basically.
Ooh,
and mama's cooking.
Как
бы теперь его узнать? Как бы теперь его узнать? До свидания.
Ну, как бы до свидания, но это
больше,
чем... Oh,
yeah, I guess so.
Oh, I'm gonna just sit here and give me a little bit of spirit.
Можете в другой комнате? Пожалуйста, я умоляю.
Yeah, you guys are flying and Mama Kat is asking you guys to be quiet. So be quiet. What activities do you have planned?
Read, and sleep, and eat, and feed the duckies, and go into town, and play in the snow.
What are you going to do when you go into town?
I don't know.
Куда вы пойдете? Where are you gonna go?
I don't know exactly.
Playground. А там снег есть?
Yeah, it's below 0 degrees.
So. It's covered in snow. I don't think you can play at the playground when it's covered in snow.
We did it last year.
Как вы будете играть на площадке, если там снег? Oh, Мама Катя says snow melted. Then you could play. Вы будете... Oh, okay. So there'll be some powder, but not much heavy snow. Are you going to go to the playground that's right there downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go across the street to the playground? What do we typically do when we're there? Playgrounds.
Playground.
Are you going to try to go to that school playground or that's too far?
Probably too far.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Are you going to try and go eat Hachapuri?
They have the best Hachapuri at the farmer's market, but best after yours. Remember
really?
The Hachapuri we had that was really good at the farmer's market? They have a really good Hachapuri.
After
but yours is better.
After the playground?
But yours is definitely better.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes!
I'm trying to think.
Oh, by the way, this podcast is called Random Things in Latvia.
Uh-huh.
By Sergei, Rafa, and Amira.
I see. А там... Есть маленькие эти лыжи у Титы.
Что?
Rita has those little ski things that kind of go on your shoes. They're short, but they're cool for skiing. I think she still has it.
I'd be shocked if she did.
You'd be shocked.
And she has it.
Is Anessa coming this year?
I hope so. But this year is almost over, so I don't think so.
No,
I think next year.
Is she coming to Latvia?
Right now?
Time.
You know it's December, right?
Yeah, is she coming? Okay.
And it's almost over, and after it's over, New Year starts. So your question is about the New Year,
no.
I think.
Is Anessa coming to Latvia, like...
Right now.
This time.
This time. This time when you're going right now?
Yeah.
But she's, right now, she's at school. After that,
not
she's
right
at home.
Not now, but like this time.
Summer?
This time in winter.
No, how's she going to come in the winter? You're going and coming back in what, like a couple of weeks? How's she going to make it there? letem in summer, hopefully.
Yay!
Don't yell, it's too loud.
Podcast by Sergey Bloom. By Sergey Butler.
How many days do you think you're going to sleep until you get used to the new time?
2 to 5 days? Maybe just 2 days.
Okay.
Amir gets used to it really quickly. Me, it takes slightly.
Yeah, because I'm a night owl. I mean, I'm an early bird.
Do you remember you went last winter?
Yeah.
What different things did you do then? You have no memory of what happened 1 year ago?
No.
Это же я. Do you remember any? Do you even remember going last year?
Yeah.
Do you remember being in Riga?
Also, random fact. Uh-huh. Did you know that you could bite off your finger, but your brain just tells you not to?
Wow, yeah, that's major.
How do you go like this?
Yeah, but your brain just tells you not to.
I don't want
to. I'm glad we recorded that on a podcast.
Now people don't try to bite your finger.
Right.
Off.
Disclaimer. Please do not bite off finger. Thank you. А что читать будете? What are you going to read?
So I'm doing a book, a cereal box book report at school, and the book I'm reading is Sparkle.
Sparkle. Cereal box what?
Book report. So basically book. It's a book report, but it's like a cereal box. So we made like a, the cover of the book would be the front side of the cereal box. Cool. And the ingredients, it's the characters. And the setting.
I like that. What kind of cereal?
I'm doing Sparkle-O's.
Sparkles?
Sparkle-O's.
Sparkle-O's.
So there's like...
Are they frosting. Cheerios with some sort of sparkles on them?
Basically.
Wow. But is it the same company that makes Cheerios?
No. Uh-huh. It's... Wilson. Well, no, it's Lakita.
Keto.
Lakita.
Lakita.
L-A-K-I-T-A. That's the... Okay. So the author's name is Lakita Wilson.
Uh-huh.
So that means the, like, Kellogg's is for Frosted Flakes. Well, Kellogg's instead, it would be... Like Lakita Wilson or Lakita or Wilson,
mm-hmm.
and then the name would be Sparkle-O's.
Okay, now let me ask you this: Does this cereal exist in real life, or no. You invented it?
The name—it's basically all invented.
I gotcha. Sounds kind of cool. I think I would love to eat it. I'm picturing Cheerios covered in sparkles, which sounds pretty cool.
What else?
I'm surprised you can't remember what you guys did last winter.
You can?
Did you go anywhere?
Yes.
Куда? Куда вы ходили? Where did you go?
We went to the playground, to the store. Actually, that's when we found out about the, Хачапури.
Oh, right. Вы же мне говорили, а мы ели вкусный хачапури. We ate delicious хачапури. Where did you go? Is that the place you went to where we were? Ah.
And then a bunch of Tito's friends came.
I see.
And you have to get out here.
And you guys are probably wondering why we go to Latvia.
Yeah.
Because our grandma lives there and mom and uncle... Also, a.k.a. Sergey, used to live there when they were little.
Okay. When you ate Khachapuri last year, was it the same Khachapuri that we ate last summer?
Oh.
Was it big with like two eggs?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wow. And by the way, we also had our hair chopped off.
Really?
Oh, no, that was in the summer.
Oh. Oh, right. All three of you, if I'm not mistaken. Are you going to try to go see the seaside in winter or no?
No.
Too cold?
Yeah.
Freezing?
See, last summer we weren't able to go to the seaside like half of the summer because the water was contaminated.
Contaminated. We did go, though, a few times. It was kind of cool.
No, it wasn't.
Nope, it wasn't.
The times where we could go in the water, it was pretty cool.
Really?
Well, I
kind of
lost my puppet.
But we had...
I did it. It was in my leg.
I thought we had a fairly good summer.
Yeah.
Lots of playgrounds.
We only got to spend a month there instead of 3 months.
Well, I don't think we ever did 3 months.
Like 2 months.
The most we did was a month and a half.
No, 2 months, basically.
Was there?
Yeah.
Almost 2 months. You guys really like the ginormous... play area in the forest, remember? Not too far
from where we stayed. But that's really fun in the summer.
Right.
And it's only open in the summer.
And then you found out you could pick bilberries and eat them, which is the name for... You know how there's blueberries?
Mm-hmm.
And in Europe there's something called bilberries. They look just like blueberries, but they're actually not... bluish inside. The berries are like dark purple. I think blueberries and bilberries are almost the same berry. They're like cousins or something. And you can pick bilberries in the wild and eat them.
But make sure they're actually bilberries. You don't want to be eating something poisonous.
Correct. But I grew up eating that stuff, so I know exactly what they look like and how they grow. And you guys ate a bunch. In that forest playground, play area, remember? In the summer?
No. But I remember...
I have a video somewhere.
I remember we went to school playground and we ran and it was raining.
Yeah. Recording with Inessa and talking about what Inessa heard Amir or Rafa and me talk about earlier in the first part of the recording of this podcast. And a couple of interesting things that popped up were, well, one was this national dish that I mentioned in the beginning that we talked about with Rafa and Amira that we called out by name, but I suspect a lot of listeners wouldn't even understand what it is that we're saying. And so Inessa and I actually tried to describe it so that anyone who listens to this can kind of understand what this dish is about. And I think we tried to talk about it in terms that people could relate to. And the other thing that was sort of related to the dish is the country from which the dish comes from. And I myself got very curious. And the country in English language is called Georgia. Of course, anyone who lives in the United States knows that there's a state in the United States called Georgia. So it's easy to get confused. These are two different Georgias. There's the state in the United States, and there's a country way out there, sort of closer to the Middle East, maybe not quite Mediterranean, really, but perhaps culturally has some influences from the Mediterranean region, also has influences from Asia. Georgia used to be a long, long, long time ago part of Persia, which is modern-day Iran. Or when I say part of Persia, it was being ruled by Persia. So one of the things that came up in this discussion with Inessa that's coming up is, how did this country get called Georgia in English? Because, as you'll hear, Georgia, which used to be part of the former Soviet Union, had at least a couple of spoken languages. One, which is, you know, the native language, and also Russian. And the name of the country in the native language or in Russian doesn't sound anything like the word Georgia in English. And we talk about this. And the natives call their country Sakartvelo, which is, you know, land of Kartveli people. In Russian, the word is Gruzia, and you'll hear this. You'll hear Inessa and I talk about this. And just the sounding of the words, and then in English, of course, is Georgia. The words don't sound anything like it, so I got really curious. How did English speakers pick the word Georgia to call that country? Because typically, you know, English speakers will try to sound out the name of the country the way it sounds in the native language, if at all possible. Or if not possible, because maybe the sounds are too complicated, the English version would at least be some facsimile thereof. And in this case, it's nothing like. And as I looked into it a little more after Inessa and I recorded this upcoming part of this podcast, a long time ago, when Georgia was ruled by Persia, Christian crusaders were going through the land. They were on the way to the Holy Land, and as they went through Georgia, Georgians were devotees of Saint George, who is Georgia's saint patron, and that's likely where the word Georgia come from. Crusaders were passing through, they learned of the connection between Georgians and Saint George, and that's likely how Georgia became called Georgia in English. So that's a little bit of, I suppose, history here. So let's now hear what Inessa and I talked about. So we're continuing now with Inessa. Rafa and Mira are probably flying as we speak to Latvia. I think it was funny. Rafa was asking, can Inessa or will Inessa come to Latvia this time? or something like that.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure it out because I was like, when? And eventually Rafa said, you know, this winter. And I was like, wait a minute, you're going for 2 weeks yourselves, and Inessa isn't going to make it. And I was like, oh, yeah, right. Maybe in the summer. But she wanted you to come too, huh?
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice. Do you remember how we played at this playground at the school?
Uh-huh.
In Riga?
Yeah.
And then we went to the market. It's called Agenskalns. Tirgus. It's the market. And we ate hachapuri.
Yeah.
Can you tell people what hachapuri actually is?
I think it's a traditional Georgian dish.
Yes. In Georgia, we're talking about, because there's a state in the United States called Georgia. That's not Georgia we're discussing. Uh-uh. There's a country that is also in English called Georgia.
Georgia
is an English word for that country. But it's kind of in the, it's almost near the Middle East, but it's kind of a cross between Middle East, Mediterranean. It's a country that used to be part of the former Soviet Union. People there during Soviet times spoke the Russian language and the Georgian language. And Georgian language is very, very different. It uses, it doesn't even, the alphabet isn't even like the alphabet, like the letters you would see in English or in Cyrillic Russian or whatever. It uses letters that remind you of like Indian languages or maybe just a tiny little bit, some Arabic languages, not quite. They use that kind of script. Anyway, in Georgian, the country is called Sakartvelo. Nothing like Georgia. And in Russian, the word is Gruzia.
Gruzia.
Which is, again, nothing like Georgia.
It kind of is, like,
Well, starts with G, but English speakers chose the word Georgia to call the country. But back to hachapuri. Hachapuri is actually a Georgian word for the dish. And it is a traditional Georgian or a Sakartvelo dish. Can you describe it?
Bread that's shaped into like big circles, and there's like edges, like a circle, and then like edges, and then there's a bunch of like cheese, like a bunch of different cheeses, and an egg
in the center.
Melted, and it's really good.
And it's like an open face. The cheese and an egg aren't inside this thing. It's like pizza category, right?
Kind of.
It's poofy, bready part, and in the center, in the open center, there is a mix of a couple of cheeses that are traditional to Georgia. The whole thing gets baked in the oven, and of course the cheeses melt in the center. And then towards the end of the baking process, you put in one egg yolk in the center of the cheese, and back in the oven for a few minutes so the yolk gets a little warm, and then you serve it. And the traditional way to eat it is to break off pieces of poofy bread and kind of dunk it into the cheese, mix it with the egg. Sometimes they will take a couple of pieces of butter and put it into that hot, melty cheese, and that all melts together. You mix it together and you eat it. And of course, you probably don't want to eat this kind of dish too often. It's it's very caloric and kind of heavy. It's delicious, but I think if you eat it too often, you might get very, very fat. So you have to be careful. But it's yummy. And in the summer, last time we were there, we played at this playground that you three kids loved it at the school. And then Agenskallen's Tirgus was pretty close. We could walk right over, right? Mm-hmm. And then we bought the hachapuri and we ate it. And these people made different sizes. Just like with pizza, you can choose the size of the pizza. You could choose the size of hachapuri. Mm-hmm. And we got the bigger one that had... It was so big that they had two yolks in the center, not one. And, I mean, I think we ate the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I only ate like a bunch of, like, two pieces, and like, near on you, like, finished it.
Yeah. I just remember when we walked out, I was really stuffed, because that was an enormous thing. Because unlike pizza, the bread part is much poofier. It's almost like eating real bread, but like this poofy bread. But you end up eating a lot more than just a regular pizza. So that was fun. So maybe they'll go eat it when they get there.
Uh-huh.
But maybe. Rafa also said that mine is better, which is very cool. I'm very happy to hear that.
I'm proud of yourself.
Very proud of myself. I should make it one of these days. One day, and you said you would like to go to Riga in winter to ski?
No, I just like to see snow. Maybe I go to Tahoe.
Oh, yeah, you haven't seen snow in a while, huh? Mm-hmm. Do you, when you're in Riga, eat pastries?
Yes.
Are there any pastries that you particularly like?
I like the ushki.
Oh, palmier. Because going to Latvia is a little bit like what people say is going to Germany. There's lots and lots of desserts to choose from. Yeah, palmiers are good. And they make those big ones, right? Those palmiers that are... Usually you buy palmiers here in the United States and they're the smaller sized ones. Those are like four times as big.
Yeah.
And this one place by your grandma's place, they do something with that sugar coating. It has a little bit more of it and it's melty. And it crystallizes and it becomes this kind of crunchy, sweet deliciousness. Probably also don't want to eat too much of that. But very tasty. They said that they will try to go to the playground. But Katya said... There isn't much snow yet. There might be some snow, but probably nothing heavy. So they might be able to, but it might be really wet. Remember the playground that's downstairs by Tita's house? Yeah. But I think it might be really wet. And then there's that other playground if you cross the street and you go into the park. I think you have to go through the park. And then cross the tramvai tracks.
Yeah.
and go into the second part of the park, and they've got to play. But that thing is also going to be all wet. They did talk about feeding duckies, ducks.
They like to feed their ducks, the ducks at the pond.
Did you feed ducks over there?
Well, we tried to.
Did you see geese when you went there? Like big white geese?
No? I don't know. Maybe I saw a swan or two.
Did you see swan?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw ducks. I think I have photos of ducks.
Yeah, you just throw it into the water and then they just all fight over it.
Yeah. And that's right across the street from Tita's house.
Yeah. I think you can almost see the pond from the window.
I think you can, yeah. And Rafa said they're going to read.
From the bead. And I think she forgot what she wanted to do.
Right. You mentioned that she never mentioned any... She never said anything about watching Multiki. What's Multiki?
TV. Like.
That's a Russian word, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the English word for it?
Cartoons.
Cartoons. That's right. Does Rafa have favorite cartoon?
I don't know. She likes...
What was the last one that she liked that you know of?
I think she liked Rebecca Zamora.
Oh. What's the one you like?
I don't really like.
You don't like any?
I like all of them.
All of them. What's the last one that you watched that you liked?
I watched one of your videos.
The which one?
One of your videos. YouTube.
Oh, one of mine?
Yeah.
But what's your cartoon that you like to watch yourself?
Well, I like watching 5-Minute Crafts.
5-Minute Crafts?
Uh-huh.
Cool. What YouTube video did I watch that you saw?
It was like the one of Amira. It was like, she was like...
Oh, the one that I made.
Yeah.
When you were little. That's funny. You know, I saw a photo when I was at Katya's house waiting for them to get ready to drive them to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Tita in this house on the bed in the other bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
With you sleeping on top of her. And you were tiny. You were probably like 3 or 4 months old. It was so much fun. And earlier, I saw a photo of, I think it was Rafa and you. And I'm not even sure, was Amira already there? She was born, or maybe she was too little. There were a couple other kids, and I can't remember where, but I just... remember looking at the photo and I was like, oh my god, Rafa and Inessa are tiny. And if you two were tiny, that means Amira was probably still a few months old. She probably wouldn't have been in the photo.
Is that all we have to talk about?
Are we done?
I don't know.
Okay. Is there anything else left? Did we cover everything?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they're going to eat cereal in the morning.
You think so? I also kind of think so. Although, they might tell Tita to make oladushki. I should make oladushki too, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, is it time for you to sleep? Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
It's 11:06 p.m. Oh my God. Okay.
Your fault.
Yes, my fault. All right, Ines is going to go to bed. Bye-bye. So that is that. I just realized there's another food item that Rafa and Amira discussed with me, and then we discussed with Inessa, and I suspect many listeners might not know what the heck that's all about. The name is oladushki. That's a Russian word. Oladushki are these small pancakes. They don't quite taste like your regular pancakes. They're even smaller than kid-sized pancakes that we know of in the United States, but they kind of resemble pancakes in shape, oladushki do, and they can taste, you know, differently. They can be made in a variety of ways, but the general idea is to have, I want to say, kind of a slightly tangy taste, and they're not as dry as pancakes are. I'm not going to delve into the recipes and anything like that. I just wanted to kind of mention it and draw a parallel to something that listeners might be able to understand. So oladushki are a kind of a pancake. And it's funny, we've mentioned khachapuri, which is this Georgian dish, and we've mentioned oladushki, and I think as you heard before Inessa and I completed our recording, I think we agreed I need to make khachapuri. And I think you heard me and Inessa talk about how I am so proud of myself because Rafa said that my khachapuri that I make at home is number one. It's very nice to hear. But yeah, we talked about khachapuri, we talked about oladushki, and now I feel like making both. So we'll see. Maybe I'll make some oladushki. I haven't made some in a while. And so I think as we are completing this recording, part of the family is flying. It's a long flight. I don't know, in total, maybe 17, 18 hours before they finally reach the destination. And there's time change. 10 hours or so difference. So maybe I will complete this podcast and even publish it. And who knows, maybe when the kids reach the destination, they might listen to this podcast shortly after they have participated in recording part of it. Part of it that they know about will not surprise them, but maybe when they listen to the other part that Inessa and I recorded that might surprise them. Maybe they will like it. Maybe they, when they listen to it in Europe, will have opinions about what Inessa and I had to say. Maybe at some point in not a too distant future, all of us will have a discussion about this podcast, about who said what and who had what opinions about what was said by whom. And we will maybe record another retrospective podcast about this podcast. That might be interesting, or maybe not, it depends. I will have to ask the kids and see what they decide to do. And meanwhile, Inessa is definitely soundly asleep, because as I speak right now, it is midnight. 1 minute past midnight. And so we went from December 21st, as Rafa corrected me, not December 21. December 21st has now turned into December 22nd. And I guess with that, we can call this podcast a wrap. And I hope everybody enjoyed listening. And, well, let that be that. Everybody enjoy whichever part of the day it is, or night, or maybe you're listening to this and falling asleep. Enjoy your sleep, and until next time. Don't forget to visit SergeyBloom.com and come back here for more soothing episodes. Thank you.